This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, my name is Anaïs Duplan, author of Black Space on the Poetics of an Afrofuture, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of June. I hope you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets. This is Miller Oberman reading Commas. Commas. Came home and found my typewriter case a little crushed. It's my fault, probably, for leaving it looking like a stepping stone for someone not tall enough to climb onto the toy chest, but who very much likes to clamber up there. My father built the toy chest for me, and now the result is my comma key sticks. Won't fly up to make its mark. So no more clauses of that tender kind, or just imagine them there, or figure out how to use a semicolon, or type the word comma when I need one. Lots of things are called commas, not just punctuation. A certain butterfly, a bacillus responsible for cholera. The chest's nails are slowly withdrawing, I notice, pulling themselves out in the invisible hammer claw of time, or else the wood itself's ejecting them, feeling maybe, hey, it's been long enough, let me just be planks again. Or it could be the climbing itself. Did I also climb? And all that climbing's worked against those nails, a little, each time after my father held one in his hand, one in his mouth, and with his hammer made a box. About this poem. I'm working on a book of poems about fatherhood, transness, and inherited trauma, and the event described in this poem offered a perfect stepping stone for me to think about old things, typewriters, toy chests, punctuation, alongside new things, my own fatherhood, my curious toddler. I was going through a phase of composing a lot on my typewriter. It slowed my revision process in a way that felt so useful for a time. Kids change quickly, and all of a sudden, my 2-year-old figured out how to use it as a stool to climb onto a toy chest my father built for me when I was a child, resulting in the damage described in the poem. I started out thinking the poem would be comical, but it wound up more of a consideration of the ways in which we can't know what will happen to the things we make. Toy chests, children, poems, and my grief that my father did not live long enough to see his grandchild playing on the chest he made for me, or the father I've become.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new work by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.